This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 18, and today's devotion is titled, A Comely Woman. A Comely Woman. Our scripture memory for today comes from Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 2. It says, I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman. The way a woman dresses says a lot about how she sees herself. Have you ever gone to, say, a shopping mall and just watched the people walking by? A lot of a woman's identity is tied to the way she dresses. For instance, I'm a practical kind of girl. I have horses and dogs. And very often, if I'm not at church, you'll find me wearing blue jeans and flannel shirts. So my question for you today is, when you look in the mirror, when you put on your clothes for the day, what do you see? And not only that, what do others see? What do the clothes you wear, the outfits you put on, say about who you are? How we dress is very much a part of our personality. You'll see flamboyant women wear sparkles and bright colors. Reserved ladies will dress in a reserved fashion. Our dress conveys a message to others, but unfortunately, it's not always the message we intend. Think about this. When you look in the mirror, do you look tired, overworked? Would other people say you don't care about the way you look? Or would they say you care too much about the way you look? We've all heard it said that pretty is as pretty does. If you have a daughter, or maybe you were told this as a girl, it's not about how you look, it's about what's inside. It's true that what's inside is the most important. After all, the Bible does say that God looks on the heart of the man, not on his outward appearance. It's important to cultivate that beautiful spirit that's pleasing to the Lord. But the Bible does give us some guidelines about how, as women, we should dress. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 says, Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and wearing of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of the meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time by the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. So in other words, women of God, holy women, should not display themselves in a way that would not glorify God. When people see you, when they greet you, when they talk to you, when you meet with others, or when you go out in public, it shouldn't be your amazing wardrobe that people first notice. It should be that sweet glow of joy on your face that only comes from giving your life completely to Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9 says, In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array. You see, when we adorn ourselves in a way that brings attention to ourselves, we're taking away the attention from God. But at the same time, if we don't dress in a way that is appropriate or becoming, that also takes away from the message of Christ. As Christians, we are to represent Christ here on earth. Your appearance is the first thing a person notices about you. So take care to choose garments that are becoming of your figure and your faith. In our society today, it can be difficult for women to find clothing that's not too tight or too short, that shows too much skin, and it's important that we dress in a modest fashion. However, dressing modestly doesn't mean we have to dress in plain or boring clothes. There's nothing necessarily wrong with looking pretty. Proverbs 31 tells us that beauty is vain and charm is deceitful. When vanity becomes our focus, when it takes priority in our life, that's when it becomes a problem. And God knows the difference. So each one of us has to search our own heart and pray about it so that we can be sure that the way we dress is honoring to God. I've seen Christian women who wear way too much makeup, too much jewelry, and I've felt like it definitely took away from the message they were trying to present. So today, be thinking about how you dress, pray about it, ask God for wisdom in choosing your clothing. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you created us to love beauty. Help us to know the difference between dressing for the world and dressing in a way that is appropriate, modest, and becoming of a Christian woman. Fill our hearts with a desire to please you in everything that we do. Please bless each one of the ladies who are listening today. Fill her heart with peace, joy, and happiness. Give her wisdom as she continues to grow. Help her to serve you with all of her heart. Thank you for loving us so much, for your grace, and for your mercy. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, Dress for Success.